Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Let's get to a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Robert and Avon's going to play. Hey, Robert, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Wait, remind me, who won? Was it Avon or Avon Lake last weekend?
You know who won that game, Tim. Come on now.
I'm just asking the question. I'm just asking the question.
It was Avon Big, yeah, but we don't want to.
Wait, who do you play first round of the playoffs? Do you know that?
I believe it's North Olmsted.
Okay, North Olmsted. I need to look ahead a little. I know Menor has Ignatius. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to play a round of Trump, too. We just asked Jen to leave the room. Producer Steve is going to stay in with me.
Jen, will you please leave the room?
Oh, Robert, how did you do that?
Voice changed. Yes, I'll leave the room.
I've got Megan Evan, also from Avon.
Oh, good. There you go.
We're Team Avon this morning.
I love it. Team Avon. There you go. Absolutely. We appreciate that. We just lost all of our Avon Lake listeners, but, you know. Well, I just say they don't. They battle. Remember that, Stevie? It's like you. It's like Dover and New Philly in T County.
See, our rivalry has history.
It does. So does Avon Lake.
Lengthy, in depth.
They always go at it. I did not realize that until we were highlighting high school football a couple of years ago. And we had both coaches on, which were, they were both fantastic. Both communities were fantastic. I said, these two communities, not fans of each other. They do not get along.
I feel that.
All right. So here we go. Five questions for you. We begin with Dunkin', and why not? They're unveiling their 2024 holiday menu. New items include a holiday cookie signature latte. There's an almond croissant, a hash brown biscuit scramble bowl. There's a bajillion drinks. Like, the list goes on and on.
Bring some of that in when you get your butter pecan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The brisk, all that stuff sounds good to me. My question to you, which popular drink flavor did Dunkin' release in 2017 and has become a fan favorite around the Christmas/holiday season?
Peppermint.
There you go. Question number two, Jason Kelsey and his former teammates are putting out another Christmas album, and there's a preview of the track called It's Christmas Time in Cleveland Heights. It gives us a peek behind the scenes of how Travis Kelsey sounds what he's singing. Let's take a listen.
Christmas time in Cleveland Heights.
He is not a good singer.
He's not the best singer ever.
I'm sorry.
Which college in Ohio did Travis Kelsey attend prior to entering the NFL?
Go Bearcats.
All right. Question number three. Very well done. After 3 years together, and this seemed like out of nowhere, Zoe Kravitz, Channing Tatum, they're done. 3 years together, called off their engagement. Channing Tatum made an appearance in this high-grossing 2024 film starring Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know.
No clue.
There we go. All right. There's the timer. Question number four. Is Chapel Roan's sophomore album coming out sooner than we thought?
I hope.
Well, she took to Insta yesterday. Bunch of selfies. Lots of things going on, including album, and I quote, album kind of popped off, but it's time to welcome a hot new bombshell into the villa. Give me the next three letters she spells in this lyric. H-O-T-T blank.
Hot to go.
There you go. Very well done. Question number five. TGI Fridays has... I should have sang that. Maybe when Jen... Maybe.
Sing it for Jen. She'll love that.
I should have really brought it better. Question number five. TGI Fridays has closed nearly 50 restaurants in the U.S. and may be the latest to file for bankruptcy. Which singer recorded the song Friday back in 2011, which became a viral sensation for its catchy, repetitive lyrics?
Oh, my God. We listen to this every single Friday.
Oh, man. That's okay. We're going to see how you did. We're going to see how you did. You answered five questions. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. We'll bring Jen back in. We're going to ask her those same five questions next on Star 102. Oh, it's Rachel's birthday today. Happy birthday. It's Star 102. Let's continue on with the game. Robert of Avon. Answer five. Answer five. You can't make me laugh. Answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, as she always does, kept track of the score. How did they do?
Robert got three.
There you go.
Hey, good job.
Three correct today. Same five questions we asked him just a minute ago. Jen's back in the studio. It could be back-to-back losses. We'll find out. Question number one. Let's start with Duncan because, you know, they've unveiled their 2024 holiday menu.
The worst thing
ever. It is. I agree. It's like that trail off at the end of it that makes it even worse.
Stop talking about food so we don't have to hear that.
Right.
It's very concerning.
New items include the holiday cookie signature latte. There's an almond croissant. There's also a hash brown brisket scramble bowl, bajillion drinks, lots of things happening. By the way, that launches this Friday. What popular drink flavor did Dunkin' release in 2017 has become a fan favorite around the Christmas / holiday season?
Butter pecan? Peppermint?
Peppermint!
Oh, I don't know.
Peppermint mocha?
What do you mean they released it in 2017? They never had it before then?
Correct. Wow. According to their website, Jen.
How about that, Tim?
No, sleeves really are rolled down. She is very
mad.
Now I'm mad.
She'll be researching that.
She will 100%. She'll forget about it. Question number two, Jason.
He's right, yes. But if I had the time right now,
keep talking to her about Aaron's tour. Just don't forget about it. And you're going to sell your tickets at 8:10. Question number two, Jason Kelce and his former teammates are putting out another Christmas album and a preview of the track It's Christmas Time in Cleveland gives us a sneak peek at Travis Kelce singing. Let's take a listen.
Oh. Christmas time in Cleveland High.
Hate this.
No,
it's not
it.
Good. It's not
Jen,
a good.
Jen, it's not good.
It's okay to say
it.
That.
No, I love it.
No, no, no. What if he was not dating Taylor Swift? Would you love it? You'd be like, that dude cannot sing that well.
I don't know what I would think because he is dating Taylor Swift.
How does
Swift,
he like
and
release
I love it.
That song sounding like that and then he's dating Taylor Swift? Like, it feels like.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Which college in Ohio did Travis? Which college in Ohio did Travis Kelce attend prior to entering the NFL?
Cincinnati.
Yes, it was Cincinnati. Question number three. What year did the Duncan...
Don't.
Question number three. After 3 years together, Zoe Kravitz...
I don't like this
Channing
one
Tatum
bit.
Seems like out of nowhere. They're done. Call off the engagement.
Why?
Done. Separate
Why?
Waves. What's going on? I don't know. Channing Tatum made an appearance in this high-grossing 2024 film starring Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yes! Absolutely.
Way to ruin it.
We're on what?
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No.
That's what.
You're a little late.
Yeah.
Am I? Yeah.
Sorry.
I need to see it.
Question.
You haven't been confident in most of these answers.
That is correct.
Shocking to me.
That is correct. Okay, wait. I'll put on my fake game face. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right.
Question number four. Is Chapel Roan's sophomore album coming out sooner than we thought? Well, she took it to Insta yesterday, shared a bunch of selfies, and also saying, and I quote, album kind of popped off, but it's time to welcome a hot new bombshell into the villa, end quote. Give me the next three letters she spells in this lyric. H-O-T-T blank.
O-G-O.
Didn't even need the timer.
I didn't.
Did not even need the timer.
Didn't.
She is now focused.
That was confident.
That was
confident. That is a bop.
Question number five.
Gotta get this one or a tiebreaker.
Thank you, Stevie.
Mm-hmm. Stay confident.
You know I will.
TGI Fridays has closed nearly 50 restaurants in the U.S., maybe the latest to file for bankruptcy. Which singer recorded the song Friday in 2011, which became a viral sensation for its catchy, repetitive lyrics?
What's her name? Rebecca Rose. Becky G!
What did you say before the time?
It's Becky G.
Billie Jean?
Becky G?
That is not correct.
No?
That's
who was
so
it?
Funny,
Rebecca something?
Rebecca Black. Neither of you got that one. Rebecca Black. So where are we at?
Rubber 3, Gen 3.
Oh, means we have a tiebreaker.
No!
4 minutes away. You have both done well. Who's going to win? We'll find out next. Becky G. Becky G. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Ready to get to a tiebreaker question?
Absolutely.
All right, you've done well so far. You both tied at 3, which brings on this tiebreaker question. Closest to the actual number without going over. The timer is in play. Jen will write down her answer at the exact same time to make it fair. Let's see if you can win that Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. We go back to question number 5. We go back to TGI Fridays. I want to know how many years ago the very first TGI Fridays. Nobody knows, Jen. This is a guess. TGI Fridays first opened. Here is the timer.
32
years ago. Robert and Avon says, what is your guess, Jen?
I said 36.
It is 59.
What?
59 Ooh, years ago, the very first one opened in New York, which means that tiebreaker went to Jen.
Robert, I'm sorry.
This is Robert, Meg, and Evan from Avon, and we did not trump two.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get to a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We have Sophia of Elyria. She's going to play a round. Hey, Sophia, how are you?
Good. How are you, Tim?
We're doing great. You ready to play a round of Trump Tui?
I sure am.
All right. Well, we're excited to have you. So you know how to begin the game. You have to ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, get out.
Oh, all right. I'm leaving. Good luck, Sophia.
Thank you.
Long walk. Hey, Stevie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Sell those tickets yet?
Waiting on your 10 grand to hit.
5 questions for you. Jen's in the hallway. We begin with question number 1. We begin with NBC. They are set to air the Jimmy Fallon's Holiday Season Spectacular, Seasoning Spectacular, which will be featuring a bunch of guest appearances and performances by, you know, Meghan Trainor, Dolly Parton, Justin Timberlake, LL Cool J, and Weird Al Yankovic. And, of course, many more. Which of those artists, Meghan Trainor, Dolly Parton, Justin Timberlake, LL Cool J, or Weird Al, sings the song 9 to 5?
Dolly Parton.
All right. Question number 2. Jason Kelce and his former Philadelphia Eagles teammates, they're putting out another Christmas album, and one of the tracks features Travis and a nod to Cleveland and Cleveland Heights. By the way, it's titled Christmas Time and Cleveland Heights. Finish this Christmas song lyric. Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the blank.
City.
Question number 3. Stranger Things fans. Now they can now rent the iconic Byers family home on Airbnb. So it's located in Georgia. What would you find on the wall with strings of lights in the Byers family home to help communicate with their missing son?
Life.
All right. Question number four. After 3 years together, Zoe Kravitz, Channing Tatum, they are over. The couple has called off their engagement. According to multiple sources, they are done. Zoe Kravitz was in which popular dystopian film series? Oh, there's the timer. Let's get to question number five. Attention, history buffs. Uh-oh.
Jen's favorite.
The new 6-episode series from Netflix, American Primeval, could be for you. The Netflix series is centered on the mid-19th century and the birth of the American West. Which landmark is known as the Gateway to the West, constructed in the 20th century?
Golden Gate Bridge.
All right, we're going to go with that. We'll see how many of the five you answered correctly. Jen's back into the room next. Sophia and Illyria answered 5 questions just a minute ago on Star 102. We're right in the middle of a round of Trump 2E. Stevie, how'd you do?
Sophia got 2.
2 correct today. All right, we're going to ask Jen these same 5 questions. Let's get to it. Right in the middle of a round of Trump 2E. Jen's overall record, 1,669 victories, 439 losses. Here we go. NBC is set to air Jimmy Fallon's holiday season spectacular with, you know, a bajillion guests, including Meghan Trainor, there's Dolly Parton, Justin Timberlake, LL Cool J, Weird Al, and so many more. Which of those artists, once again, Meghan Trainor, Dolly Parton, Justin Timberlake, LL Cool J, Weird Al, sings the song 9 to 5?
Dolly Parton.
Of course it's Dolly Parton. Question number 2. Jason Kelce and his former Philadelphia Eagle teammates putting out another Christmas album. And one of the tracks features Travis and a nod to Cleveland. The song title, it's Christmas Time in Cleveland Heights. Finish this Christmas song lyric. Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the blank.
City.
It is.
I love that song. One of my faves.
Oh, no way, Stevie. That surprises me.
We should do a Stevie version of that. When we
Ooh, I don't know
flip
if it,
the Christmas
it'll
music.
Sound just like that Travis Kelce one.
So really good then.
Not good.
We will definitely play that later in the show. Question number 3. Stranger Things fans can now rent the iconic Byers family home on Airbnb. By the way, it's located in Georgia. What would you find on the wall with strings of lights in the Byers family home to help communicate with their missing son?
The alphabet?
It would be the alphabet. Question number 4. After 3 years together, Zoe Kravitz, Channing Tatum, they are done. Multiple reports, it's over.
But why? We need to know.
Coming up tomorrow.
Thank you.
On the Jen and Tim Show. Zoe Kravitz was in which popular dystopian film series?
The Hunger Games. Dune.
It begins with a D. Divergent. Divergent.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Question number 5.
You like how I just say the Hunger Games like it's so, like I'm so confident.
This is confident. No, yeah. I'm just waiting for this.
I have no idea.
Question number 5.
Oh, God.
Attention, history buffs.
I wish this was coming down to a tiebreaker.
I'm sorry.
Even more mad.
Are we still on the Jen and Tim show? Because
yes,
there
are
not history questions in Trump 2E.
It's not.
Okay.
It's about pop culture here.
Let's see, Steve.
The new 6-episode series from Netflix, American
Netflix.
Primeval.
American what?
Primeval.
Okay.
Does that help you?
No. Not a dot.
Well, Jen, it could be for you.
Okay.
As a history buff.
I am not.
The Netflix series is centered on the mid-19th century and the birth of the American West. Great question, Stevie.
Thank you.
Which U.S. landmark is known as the Gateway to the West, constructed in the 20th century?
That is Mount Rushmore.
The Gateway Arch.
Oh, that's nice.
Right in St. Louis. You've seen that.
I've been in it.
Sure.
And it is terrifying.
No, I'm not
Didn't
going
you feel
in that
like
thing.
You're going right through the West?
I felt like that.
I mean, it's
yep.
even kind
now
of shaped like a gateway.
Yeah. I hate that question so much.
There you go.
I knew you would. That's why I hate it.
Thank you, Stevie. Mm-hmm.
Final totals there, Stevie.
Sophia 2, Jen 3.
Oh. You have to get me next time, Sophia.
Okay. I will try.
Gateway to the West.
Don't.
Sophia, you know what you need to say.
This is Sophia from Elyria, and I did not trump Chewy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.